As he was going out into the way, one ran to him, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do that I may inherit everlasting life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except one God. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud, honor your father and mother." And he said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these things from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him, and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me, taking up the cross." But his face fell at that saying, and he went away sorrowful, for he was one who had great possessions. Jesus looked around, and said to his disciples, "How difficult it is for those who have riches to enter into the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus answered again and said to them, "Children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished, saying to him, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus, looking at them, said, "With humans it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God." Peter began to tell him, "Look, we have left everything, and have followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house, or brothers, or sisters, or mother, or father, or children, or land, for my sake, and for the sake of the good news, but he will receive 100 times more now in this time: houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and land, with persecutions, and in the age to come, everlasting life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first."